Good morning, everyone. I'm currently standing here at my stove because this is where my cell phone is plugged in. But when I get the need to record, I record. So I'm standing here in my pajamas with my cat Oscar crying behind me. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what 2023 meant to me and going into 2024, what my intention is. So I have realized already that everything that I've been through in my entire life, every choice that I've made, every intention that I've put out there is on me. And we all know that, right? But what I want to talk to you about today is the concept of clarity. When you are not clear with who you are, when you are not clear with your intentions, with other people, with your boundaries, it is very, very easy to be taken advantage of. So please don't get me wrong. All the situations that have brought me to this point, I take responsibility for. I understand my choices and I move forward from them. But the one thing that occurred to me this morning at around 8 o'clock before I started to record was the fact that people only treat you as clear as you are. So let me explain that. I know that you understand, but if I'm not clear with what I want in my life, if I am not clear with my boundaries or how I want to be treated, what we actually do is we allow these people into our lives, not just as lessons per se, but because they are unsure of what we expect. So when we settle for less than what we are, or less than what we deserve, what we actually do is we invite these people into our lives that will challenge that. What I'm realizing now going into 2024 is I want to be incredibly clear of my intentions, of my boundaries, of who I am and what I deserve. I'm going to be making each and every choice that comes my way based on this, based on who I am, based on what I want in my life and the direction I want to take. And if these people in my life or these situations or these decisions that I need to make do not line up with where I want to be, I need to step away. And that's not going to be easy. There are going to be people, and I know that I've talked to some of my clients already about this, that will start to take a step back. The more clear you are, the smaller your friend group will be. But what's going to happen is it's actually going to bring in those people that align with these intentions, which honor your boundaries and celebrate who you are. So this really just goes to the last post, a continuation, so to speak, the last post about discernment. My goal or my intention for 2024 is to make those decisions consciously in moving forward. Anything that does not honor my boundaries, align with my intentions, I will say no to. And this is not an easy thing. But being clear within myself and what I want is actually going to make these decisions that much easier. So I want to talk about, as always, I really associate to the chakra system. Discernment comes from the sacral chakra. That is the innate knowing of what is good for us and what is not. So if you take a look at the chakra system, that is connected to the digestive system as well. And what does the digestive system do for us? It allows us to keep the nutrients that our body needs to power up. And it gets rid of everything that we don't need, both the small intestine as well as the large intestine. It's the small intestine that discerns, and it's the large intestine that lets go of. But that's also connected to the solar plexus chakra as well. The solar plexus chakra is our place of power, is the centermost point of who we are. It is our power. It is our strength, our courage. It's everything that we are without our belief systems or who we think we are. So with these two combined, the sacral chakra and the solar plexus chakra, we can become clear. We have the strength to move forward and away from those that no longer honor us. And it gives us the courage to walk on our path. I wanted to leave you with this morning. Again, just a very small aha moment that I had this morning. About being clear with who we are. Set your intentions, journal them out, know what it is that you want in your life, and everything else will fall away. I hope that you're having a wonderful Saturday, and until next time.